Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and thanks for listening to this, the second episode of the Miles Younger podcast, the only podcast that will knock 10 years off you in 30 minutes. I'm really glad you came back. We had a great reaction to the first one. A lot of people saying they like the grounded approach to aging well, which I'm loving, and also people saying things like it was refreshing, even inspiring, which is great. And we were a tad controversial re-Botox, and that got a bit of reaction. I suppose I just want to say I'm not anti-Botox. I'd never criticise anyone who'd had that done. If they look good and natural, it makes them feel good, then we all want to feel that way, don't we? It was just that I feel that the industry and the research still needs scrutinising. So, coming up today, if you pull the skin on the back of your neck, it just that tightens that up.
But then she's about 95, isn't she? So her neck's probably hanging.
That's Nikki Johnson, celebrity photographer and spiky judge on Britain's Next Top Model. He is hilarious. He's photographed me before, and I always feel relaxed because he just has this way of putting you at your ease. He's photographed everyone who is anyone in the world of celebrity, so he really knows how the business works and how true or false the image we see of celebrities actually are. Plus, we'll be looking at glycolic acid in products. Now, this alpha hydroxy acid is really amazing at refining your skin, and if used correctly, can have a huge impact. Plus, later on, in the Miles Younger Truth this week, why we should ignore anti-aging promises. Right, let's start with the first part of our interview with Nikki Johnston. You know, we go back a long way. I really wanted to get you on, mainly because you've been there right from the start of the Miles Younger journey, because those fab images we did on the website with me and the water in my face and stuff, they were done by you.
Well, I know, when I said to you, Stuart, sit in my garden, I'm going to throw a bucket of ice cold water on your face. He was like, is this really what I want to do? And now, of course, he loves it.
And since, of course, I found out that ice cold water on your face is very good for your skin and keeps you looking younger. So little did I know that actually you were providing a treatment for me for free.
Exactly.
Now, do you know what? You must have worked with so many amazing celebs who are, I don't know, kind of people like, I'm trying to think, like Joanna Lumley, who I adore. And I just think looks amazing for her age.
Well, I actually worked with her 2 weeks ago. We were doing a magazine shoot with her. And she does. She really does look incredible.
What do you think her secret is, though? Because actually, a cynic would say, OK, yeah, she's got the most amazing makeup and the most amazing lighting. And of course, we could all look like that if we had that.
Yes, but yeah, I see her in the studio lights.
Do you see her without makeup on?
Well, yes, I see her when she arrives. She's just got a little bit of makeup on, just day wear.
Yeah.
But then the lighting in the studio, the general lighting isn't particularly flattering. And she looks 20 years younger than I do in it.
Yeah.
You know, she's got an amazing complexion. I don't know what her regime is. So, you know, when people see these pictures, they go, oh, it's all the lighting, it's been retouched. She looks fabulous without any of that.
So do you think, because that's the thing, isn't it? I think people now are so used to pictures being retouched and photoshopped. And let's face it, I've had it done. They don't often tell you they're doing it. And sometimes you're like, why have you done that to me? I didn't want you to take that line away. And when we did yours, I said, don't take the lines away.
I know,
I
was desperate to.
But the thing was,
and I think you sent them back to me saying, no, leave it all in. I'm like, oh, really?
I tell you why, because I just think it's good to be honest now. You know, it's like, for me, I think for my age, I think I'm doing all right. And the whole point of this whole Miles Younger project is to say, you know, actually, it's all right to show you, you know, you can still look great for your age. You don't have to get rid of everything.
No, I totally agree. And I think when it's overdone, it looks ridiculous. I mean, some people look like they've been in a fire. And you look at the pictures, their skin is virtually melted. I was looking at someone the other day, I forget who it was. I didn't even recognise them. And it was a celebrity.
Yeah.
I had to look at the byline to see who it was. And I think when it goes to that level, it's just ridiculous. But I think everyone has an idea of how we should look. And I think once it starts, I mean, when I had to have pictures taken for Britain's Next Top Model, I was on the other side of the camera.
Yes.
And the first thing I said to the photographer when they took a picture, can I have a look at that? And I'm thinking, oh, I sound like a monster that I hate when they're on my shoots like that. I go, well, you need to get rid of that. You need to do this. You need to do this. And then I stop myself and thought, oh, my God, what has happened?
But do you know what?
But it does, Stuart, it does. You've been on in TV for years. You know how insecure.
It's really hard not to get insecure about how you look.
Yes.
But I think what's happening now is that actually, we're all feeling like that because we're on social media. So it doesn't matter, you know, now it used to be, like you say, just people on the telly. Now it's everyone because you put a picture on Facebook and you go, oh, but geez, look at that. I need to do something with that.
I know.
Before that goes, or someone tags you, the worst, when you look awful.
I know, and they haven't filtered it.
Yeah.
I had a celebrity the other week who will remain nameless, and I never, ever want to see them again. But
this whole point of this podcast is actually just let's name them.
Well, I can't really on this occasion. But they said to me, they were very, very difficult.
Give us a clue.
And then they said, send me the high res of that and I'll face tune myself.
What?
And I was like, listen, love, you're not getting any of my high res images and you're certainly not face tuning my pictures. You know, where you rub your finger around on your iPhone. I was like, what are you talking about? Is this what it's come to? I was furious. I had to walk out the studio. I was so angry.
Because also, actually, all that work you've put in with lighting and everything,
yeah.
You may as well just take any old picture. If we can change pictures that much, then what's the point in having your picture taken?
No, but the alarming thing about that was she's about 12. Do you know what I mean? She's not got one blemish, perfect body, perfect skin. Mm.
Me thinks she may be a reality TV star.
Well, you'd have to keep thinking, won't you? Because I won't be telling you.
Me thinks I may have heard of the show she may have been on.
Oh.
Google's Nikki Johnson shoots and see who he's done recently. Do you know what?
Outrageous.
It's interesting, isn't it, about how people are looking now with social media, because we all want to look our best on camera. Can you give some tips on for people who are literally in a situation where maybe the lighting isn't that great, or maybe they're in a situation where they're going to have a picture taken and they want to look half decent? What could they do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is have the softest lighting possible. Because if you've got a harsh light lighting you from above, the first thing it's going to do is catch those massive bags under your eyes and create an even bigger shadow. So go towards the window, get the photographer to put their back to the window and shoot you so you've got all that daylight on your face, and then filter the hell out of it. And also have the camera higher and sort of look up to the camera, because if you have got a slightly chubby neck,
yes,
you know, it just stretches that. And it's just little things like that, really.
They're great. So look up.
Look up. Soft lighting.
Soft light. And soft lighting tends to come from outside rather than inside.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Yes. And do go to a doorway and, like, you know, like the light here, just very soft. And that's why, you know, you look so fabulous today.
Pull the curtains back and let's see what we've got. They're really good tips, because I think people are really concerned now about, well, just being judged by a bad photo, aren't they? And then it gets put on social media, and what can you do?
Well, that's it, and then it's there forever. I mean,
yeah.
Some you can't delete, you know, and it goes, and it's worrying. So I think the obsession has become too strong, and there is too much face tuning and apps that can make you look, you know, 10 years younger. But, you know, we all look at them and go, oh, that's been tuned.
Yes.
You know, you're not fooling anyone, really.
Yeah.
And I admire, that's why I like working with older celebrities, because, like the Judi Dench's and the Julie Walters, because there isn't that vanity there with them. They're of a different era. You know, social media wasn't around. They went to the studio and they did their job and they had good lighting for their photographs and there wasn't retouching. And it has, they don't have that same, I was going to say, arrogance of the younger generation, the reality stars.
Do you know what? And actually what's interesting is they are put on a pedestal now and people love it and they go, what a great example, we should all be doing this. And you wonder how, and I'm just going to pull a name out of the hat, someone like, for example, Lauren Goodger, who is much more obsessed with how she looks even at such a young age, what she's going to be like when she's Judi Dench's age and how people will be reacting to that. Because at the moment, actually, maybe they should be looking at people like Judi Dench and going, we should follow that example.
Well, I know. And it is worrying when people take it to the extreme that Lauren has. You know, I mean, she's a lovely girl and I have worked with her in the past. But I do worry the obsession with the lip filler thing. I mean, that's become... I've never seen anyone who's had lip filler that it looks decent. It just looks appalling. And then her bum, she's had her bum done or something. I mean, why do you want your arse to look like that? I just don't get it.
She's not here to answer that question.
Well, I know, but...
I definitely want to ask her next time I see her. Do you think it's partly because we're all feeling so much more insecure now and they're so much more scrutinised than maybe people like Judi Dench were? So they almost feel like they have to have it done.
Well, yes, it's true. And the sad thing about it, I think, is because they want to get so many likes on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think that has got a lot to pay for it. But they become obsessed with it. And that's all they do the whole time is post pictures of themselves pouting or with their bum sticking out. You know, and they'll get 20,000 likes from something like that.
Honestly, you won't be disappointed at what happened when he stood next to Abby Clancy. We will get back to our interview with Nikki Johnson in just a sec.
She just pops a kid out and she's back on set. I mean...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Right, we'll get back to our interview with Nikki Johnson in just a second. But first, on the Miles Younger Counter, we're looking at glycolic acid. Now, this substance will improve the condition of your skin. It might be looking dull, it might be looking tired. This will refine it. You've got to be careful of the level that you choose. Anything between 8 and 10% is fine. If you go to a dermatologist, they'll give you something much stronger. But please be careful, because when you use a product like this, make sure you're putting moisturiser and sunscreen on the next day to protect your skin. Here's a couple of suggestions if you're looking for a product to use safely at home. How about Liquid Gold by Alpha H? Now that's around £30 for 100ml, but you leave it on all night and it works a bit like a facial, refining your skin quality overnight so that you wake up with a revitalised complexion. If you're looking for something a bit better value, then The Ordinary, they do a glycolic acid 7% toning solution, and that's £6.80 for 240ml. Both cases, just be careful that you follow the instructions so that you get the most benefit. If you want more information on those products, just have a quick look at the podcast description. Let's get back to our chat with Nikki Johnson. I've got no idea where he's going to go next. It's interesting, actually, because you have been on both sides. So we've just been talking about you as obviously the photographer. But then all of a sudden, obviously, Britain's Next Top Model came along. And as you were saying at the start, suddenly you were on the other side of the camera. So all this stuff you're talking about was you. And did you look in the mirror and think, I've got to go on telly, I want to look younger?
Oh my God, yes. I was standing next to Abby Clancy, who looks amazing, and she just pops a kid out and she's back on set. I mean, so I, the first time I saw myself in high definition, I was like, oh my God, we've got to do something here.
Oh, those cameras are terrible.
So even though I had makeup on, obviously, because you have to wear makeup for TV, I found this eye cream. Oh my God, it's a lifesaver. It's called My Perfect Eye. You smear it on under your bags, and within 4 minutes, you look about seven.
I need some now.
Oh my God. So
Google's My Perfect Eye.
Buy it on Amazon. It's 50 quid a bottle.
Do you know about hemorrhoid cream?
I think it's probably similar to that.
Yes.
But it literally, makeup artists, I said, watch this. I'm going to put my eye cream on. And they go, oh, what a tosser. Nothing's going to happen. And then they go, oh my God, where have your bags gone? It's incredible.
Fabulous.
But I stupidly was going around, oh, does everyone want to try my eye cream? And I put it on one of the other judges, of course, who had a reaction to it just as about to film. And his eyes all swelled up and he was doing a massive campaign shoot the next day.
Do you know what? Same thing happened to me. Oh. I was filming in Australia and someone recommended Anusol. Hemorrhoid cream. So I put it on, but because I'd just landed in Australia, I was so tired. It said, put it on for 10 minutes. I fell asleep. Now, I woke up on the next morning with the alarm call and I literally looked in the mirror and what were once eyes were now like literally like two piss holes in the sand. It was literally like this. And I was like, oh, my God, I've got to shoot the opening of this show this morning. So I called the researcher. Now, luckily, he was a male researcher who was quite handy with the makeup. So I may have gone on camera looking a bit like a geisha, but at least my eyes were literally open. So you've got to be all I'm saying is you've got to be careful with this stuff. It's like, you know, some of these products now, they're powerful, aren't they?
So powerful. But you have to test it on yourself. Yeah. And I stupidly hasn't. I was just so excited to put it on.
Yeah.
So have you ever watched Britain's Next Top and wonder why where my bags have gone? It's all down to that cream.
How far would you go personally to stay looking young? What extreme would you go to?
I wouldn't have surgery. No, okay. I wouldn't have surgery. I've had Botox.
And how did you find that?
Fine. Absolutely fine. But I think you can become addicted to it because you kind of like my forehead used to be like, you know, 5 million creases. And now, you know, as you can see, it doesn't move.
To be fair, it does a bit.
Does it?
I think you need to go back.
Oh, no.
Get your money back.
It's probably wearing off. But I think that was all I'd ever have done. Yes. I wouldn't go for, you know, facelift or anything like that. I'm just not that vain. It's just, I think if I hadn't been doing TV, I would never have had the Botox either. I think, but it's that feeling of seeing yourself on a 48-inch television in high def is quite scary.
Are you one of these people that would be kind of gullible to try different stuff? So, for example, if I said, here's this pot of Wonder Cream, it will literally take 10 years off you. Would you try it? Would you believe it?
Yes. And I went to a party recently and in the goodie bag was all these different creams. And I was like, oh, fantastic. So I came home. One of them had retinol in. And I thought, oh, retinol's fabulous.
Oh, it's fabulous.
So I put it all on, went to bed and then woke up and I had flaky red scales all over my face.
It takes a little layer of your skin away.
Well, it just looked awful. People going, oh, what have you got? What's happened to your eyes?
Bit of psoriasis.
It's like the other goodie bag I got from another. Went to Battersea Cats and Dogs home and they gave me a big goodie bag and I got in the cab and it was all chocolate bars. So I was handing them to the taxi driver going, oh, why don't you have this? I'm not eating chocolate. So he started eating it and then I looked at this eventually and there was some light. It was all for dogs and cats. I go, stop eating it. Stop eating it. You're going to die. So I do love a
10 years
bag.
Younger and you spilled the worms at the same time. The fleas are gone. Did you read about, and I know you're going to, because we've spoken, did you read about the woman who basically, I think she worked in the adult industry and she suggested that it was a good idea to put sperm on your face? Because that was going to make you look younger.
Yes, I did.
Did you hear about this?
I did.
Now, don't ask me why I've asked you about that, but it's just popped into my head.
Well, it's probably a similar thing to egg yolk, isn't it? You know, when it dries, it probably tightens the skin.
I don't think you catch Delia trying it on Nigel Jella. I know what you're saying, but I can't see them trying that. But yeah, is it because it dries? Well, apparently
dries and goes tight.
It's got nutrients in it.
Oh,
of course it has. When you think about it medically,
that's true. Well, I can honestly say to you, Stuart, that I've never actually tried that, but maybe I will. I've tried everything else.
I'm not sure if it comes in a tube and boots. You can always give it a go. No, but it's interesting how far people will go to kind of like, if people say this is a miracle product, because I tell you why. Because I think actually we all look for a shortcut, don't we? Actually, we all look for a shortcut and we go, if this can do it like that, then I'm in.
Well, the most shocking thing someone told me once on a show was they poured lemon juice on their nonny because it tightened it. Wow. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. It must kill.
I was going to say, you'd be screaming.
Well, wouldn't you?
And also, when you pour it...
I don't know. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Did she go for freshly squeezed or a bit of Jif? Jif lemon I'm talking about. Who, apart from Joanna Lumley, who do you think is ageing really well?
Well, the women, basically, like I mentioned before, like the Julie Walters and the Judy Dench's.
What about
are
men?
Aging. Men?
Do you think Brad Pitt's looking good for his age?
No.
Johnny Depp's looking good for his age?
I don't think Brad Pitt's looking great at all.
Why not?
Well, I think the problem with Hollywood male stars is that... we all have this vision of them when they were in their peak.
Yeah.
And I think because they don't go down the same route as the women stars with the plastic surgery and the facelifts, you know, you look at someone like Jane Seymour or something, she still looks as amazing today as she did, you know.
Can I tell you a brilliant story about Jane Seymour? I literally only heard this yesterday. Now, this is all allegedly because this has come from a sound man who worked with her. He was miking her up. And she said, can you put the mic on the back there? So he said, yeah. So he walked around to put the mic on the back. He looked at the back of her neck and there were two bulldog clips. So she pulled the skin with two bulldog clips on the back of her neck. Now, this is all allegedly because this is what he told me. He could have been making this up. Maybe the bulldog clips were there for another reason entirely. But in his opinion, he thought the bulldog clips had pulled her neck back. And I thought to myself, that's not a bad thing to do, actually.
Well, it
if
does
you're on
work.
Camera.
I have done it on a shoot with gaffer tape.
On someone, because she was on Loose Women the other day and she was explaining that she does. She's honest. She said, I use tape and I pull everything back. So she does a manual facelift, isn't it?
Yes,
it's like that.
It is.
She just does it. So it's there all the time.
But bulldog clips, though, would be quite. Well, no wonder she looks good.
I was going to say. A bulldog clip's cheaper than a facelift, let's face it.
I mean, painful, though.
Well, I don't know if it is that painful. I'm just holding the skin.
I know, I'm trying to imagine it now.
Yeah, just hold the back of your neck and imagine a bulldog clip there.
But where's it pulling, the neck?
I think it's pulling. If you pull the skin on the back of your neck, it just that tightens that up.
But then she's about 95, isn't she? So her neck's probably hanging.
If she took those bulldog clips off.
It's actually her breasts.
Do you know what? This is one of those moments where you think it's probably best to say, Nikki Johnson, thank you very much for being part of the Miles Younger podcast, because I'm scared if we go any further, we're going to be in really big trouble.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. It's been brilliant. So I told you, he was a great guest, wasn't he? I really enjoyed talking to Nikki. And I'm just waiting for Jane Seymour's lawyers to be in touch with me any day now. Brilliant. I want to talk to you this week in the Miles Younger Truth about a subject which is kind of winding me up, and that is this whole thing of anti-aging promises. Do you know what? We pick up a bottle of cream or whatever it is, or a potion, and we read anti-aging, and actually, do we really believe it anymore? I mean, that phrase was basically created by cosmetic firms, I guess, to convince us of the power of their product to turn back the clock. But as someone who obviously takes an interest in aging and also helps clients look better, I personally am really careful. I don't want to sell someone that kind of false hope. With the right ingredients, of course, the skin's appearance can be improved. It can look more youthful. But to call it anti-aging, I don't know if that's going too far. Is that trying to sell people some false hope that by using this cream, they're going to look 10 years younger? I mean, we talked about glycolic acid today, and that is something that's been proven to have a rejuvenating effect on the skin. So there are certain things like retinol as well that have scientifically been proven to help you. But that's quantifiable. You can actually see an improvement in your skin condition. But whether it makes you look younger, well, at the end of the day, that's subjective, isn't it? That's how other people react to you. And personally, I believe that things like, I mean, fruit or vegetables, to be fair, could probably more realistically be labelled anti-aging than a pot of cream. And actually, if they were, you know, imagine this, anti-aging apples, anti-aging carrots. People would pick them up and probably buy them more. I mean, I know everyone's trying to get you to eat more veg, all of us. It's probably a good way to do it. Another really exciting area of research at the moment is gut health and aging. You might have read about that. Making sure we've got good bacteria in healthy supply, again, can keep ourselves looking fitter and younger. So they are probably better things you can do for yourself than buying a pot of cream that says anti-aging and believing it. Looking good, for me anyway, isn't about denying the aging process. Actually, I'm proud to be 50 next year. I think it's a great thing. I think age is a symbol of experience. You think about other cultures in the world. You think about their elderly and how they might celebrate a leader of whatever, a group or a tribal leader, as kind of wise and knowledgeable. Yet over here, we're kind of like out of touch, past it, pushed to the side. So for me, it's not about denying how we age, but delaying it, you know, slowing it down and just looking younger for longer. That's all it is. And just looking good for your age, you know, so that when you look in the mirror or when someone pays you a compliment, which let's face it, is great, then you just feel fantastic. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Miles Younger podcast. And don't forget to rate and review us, because if you do, you automatically go in this draw to be on my brand new retreat at Champneys, which is called How to Age Well. You can choose when you come along, either in September or November, and you'll be my guest for the entire weekend, and you'll learn loads, and you'll have a brilliant time, and you'll leave just feeling relaxed and revitalized and all those things. And all you've got to do is just rate us. So if you do that, I would love it. Thank you very much, and we will see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.